Hey everyone, welcome back to Little Birdie's Childcare Podcast with me, Nilly. And I want to kind of talk about, I know we're doing our mini series and we're talking about different types of learners and we're going to continue that. But I think that it's important to talk about different types of personalities as well, because you can't really understand how to successfully teach or get through to someone if you don't understand the way they work or their personality, right? So every child has a different personality. And so we have to be mindful of that, because we can try all different things. You know, they could be audio learners, they could be visual learners, they can be hands-on learners. I mean, it doesn't matter. You can put a whole variety of things, all the resources that you have, in front of that child. But if they are not on the same page as you, and if you're not understanding how they learn, it's a very difficult situation. And I feel like this is true for any case in education, any case in general, if you have children or if you work with children. It's really important to know what their personality is like, why they act the way they do, why are they just, you know, reacting to a certain situation in the way and the manner that they are. So this is kind of going to tap into our mini series, but it's also kind of like a PSA announcement. And I know tomorrow when I start back up, I will go ahead and finish up the mini series. Continue the mini series. But I feel like this is important as well. So it's going to be a little bit off the limb here, but it's something that will, like I said, tie into the different types of learners and how you can teach them better. So yes, we look at audio, we look at visual, we look at hands-on, we look at analytical, whatever, any type of learner there is, we will look into it. But you have to understand the personality of the child, okay? Because I have seen a lot of times in the classroom where children get so frustrated because they're not understanding the concept of whatever the teacher is trying to tell them. And they either act out or they give up, or they're like, you know what, forget this, I'm not doing this anymore. And it takes a toll on their education. And then because they act that way, teachers react a different way, which makes them react, you know. So anyways, it's a pretty vicious cycle. So you have to understand, why are they acting like that? Okay. What is going on? Why can't they grasp it? Or what is their strength? What is their weakness? As a teacher, as an educator, as a parent, you need to get to know the child. That is the only way you are going to crack that nut. Okay, you need to know the child. You need to know what their strengths are, what their weaknesses are, what they like, what they don't like. And then you've got to be able to take something that they can relate it to and work with it. So a lot of times when I used to teach, I would actually, look at what are the things that kids are into these days, you know. And back then it was like Dora the Explorer, Mickey Mouse. And okay, so those are the shows, SpongeBob SquarePants. I mean, yeah, all of those shows, I would try and incorporate that into the lesson, whether it's math, spelling, I mean, you name it, English, I try to incorporate that because it's something that the child could relate to. But speaking of personalities, again, now this is jumping a little bit off topic, but it's something that needs to be discussed. Back in the other podcast that I made with the special needs, I talked about how, you know, certain kids throw tantrums. And in that case, they were throwing a tantrum because they were hungry. And, you know, as adults, we tend to first react like, you know, with annoyance or with anger or like whatever it may be. It's not, we don't ever just stop, pause, and think, why is the child acting this way? Children, you know, okay, yeah, if they're younger, if they're like toddlers, 3 years old, 4 years old, yeah, they're going to throw a tantrum because they're young. Sometimes it's okay for them to do that. It's annoying, but it's okay. It's age appropriate. Now, if you got a 15-year-old throwing a tantrum because, oh, I don't know, you don't let them, you know, watch their favorite show. Yeah, no, you're a little too old to be doing that. You know the rules, you know, but I feel like we have all these just high expectations from children. We don't realize or we don't consciously think that we are asking too much of them, right? Like if you see a child who's about to throw a fit, throw themselves on the floor, you're always like, you know, well, not always, but people tend to say, you know, pick yourself up, or, oh, I don't care, you can just sit there, or you know better, you know, but they don't. You think they do, but they don't, not always, because at that moment, they're not thinking. They're beyond thinking. At that moment, they're just like, I want what I want, and I can't get what I want, so I'm going to throw myself on the floor, and I'm going to show you how upset I am. Now, yeah, temper tantrums are super annoying, and I think I'll make a separate podcast on that later. But I wanted to tie in with personality because different children handle different situations in a lot of different ways, okay? And we have to understand that the way we react to their personality or whatever tantrum or whatever it is that they're throwing, we are affecting it. So even though it feels like all hell is broken loose and that child is throwing themselves on the floor, you have to remain calm. As much as you want to scream and you know, throw things and just tell the child to shut up, pretty much, you have to be able to control yourself because they feed off of your energy. And if your energy, if you are like, you know, wanting to do basically the same thing that child's doing, then they're going to feed off of that and it's going to be worse. But if you just calm down, give them their space, and you have yourself your space, you know, because you have to also calm down. And then it'll be a little bit smoother, a lot more smooth sailing. But the reason I brought this up is because as we are talking about different learning styles, there's different things that go into that. It's not just, oh, I'm a visual learner. Oh, I'm an audio learner. Oh, you know, it's not just that. There's a lot of different factors that come into play, and personality is one of them. And you have to be able to understand how to approach a child. Even if, let's say, I'm a visual learner, and you have all the, you know, resources, materials, everything in front of me, and I still don't get it, you have to understand that now I'm about to throw a fit, or now I'm about to get frustrated, I'm about to give up. So what is your next action plan? And this can go for anything. Even as parents, it can go from, you know, your child's first ice skating lesson to your child's first football game, to your child's first recital. I mean, whatever it is, you know, sometimes the thing is kids don't want to let adults down, whether it's parents, teachers, administrators, they don't want to let you down. So they take their failures very seriously. I don't know if you guys notice this, but children who tend to not get things right the first time, a lot of children, you'll see they'll start getting agitated. They'll start getting frustrated because they want to please adults. They want us to be proud of them. So as teachers, as educators, as parents, as a society, we have to continuously support the children. We have to let them know that it's okay to make mistakes, that just because you make a mistake, it doesn't mean that you're not going to get it. You're not going to always get everything the first time around. That's just how life works. That's how you learn. You know, you learn from your mistakes. That's how you perfect yourself. And so, I don't know. I always thought that, you know, it's interesting how children take in information. It's interesting how they want to do so well, so badly, but they need the support of adults. So as teachers, you know, you have manipulatives, you have resources, but you also have the background. You have the experience that, okay, this child seems to get frustrated easily. So what is it that I can do on my end to make it that, you know, make it that they understand that even if they make a mistake, it's okay. Like, I'm not mad at them. I'm not frustrated with them. I'm not disappointed in them. And that's important. It's important to tell them, like, hey, you know what? Because I had a child before who wanted to read so badly. And we would read those picture books, you know, the ones with like the one sentence in on each page. And I remember that child was doing so well. He progressed so well. But then towards the end, he started making a little bit of mistakes. And I remember telling him, like, being empathetic, being able to share with him and say, hey, you know what? When I used to learn how to read, I used to make mistakes too. And I still do. And that's okay. It's okay to make mistakes. And so that kind of took the pressure off the child a little bit. And he kind of realized, like, okay, I'm not the only one that makes mistakes. Miss Millie makes mistakes too. Of course I do. Of course, we are human. We make mistakes. And for us to hold children to higher, you know, standards and stakeholders and say, you have to get all A's. You can't make a mistake. You can't afford to make a mistake. Because if you do, you're not going to go to college. You're not going to get a good education. Nobody's... Hello? They're not adults. And even as adults, we make mistakes. They're children. They're learning, and you have to be able to support that. I grew up in a culture where straight A's is a good thing. I mean, obviously in any culture, straight A's is a good thing, but in our culture, it's very like work until you get all A's or work until you get the honor roll or distinguished honor roll. And so you would push yourself. And then there would be times where I would get a C or I would get a B and all A's, and, you know, I would be so disappointed in myself. But it was always important that my parents told me, why are you being disappointed in yourself? You didn't fail. You know, sure, you got one B and all A's, but that doesn't mean that you can't bring that up. That should be a motivation for you to try harder. And you know what? It works. When your parents are supporting you, when you're supporting a child and you're telling them, it's okay, relax, it's okay. We do it too. You know, you have to try to get on that level with them because they're not going to get it. They're going to think I have to be perfect or else my parents or my teachers are going to be disappointed in me. And we got to get it through their little head that it's not true. As long as they're trying their hardest, as long as they're doing their best, and as long as they give it their all, that's all that matters. That is all that matters. And you know what? Like, I was telling you before, there's a lot of resources, a lot of manipulatives, a lot of different things that teachers and parents can use to help adapt learning to the child's ability and to their personality. Some children, they learn best by actively being involved with their learning. And others, they like to sit in a quiet place in the corner of the room to get away from the noise and distraction, and that's how they learn. Totally fine. Totally fine. Teachers, schools, classrooms, they're all adapted for children's, each and every single child's learning ability. So it's for them to succeed. It's set up for them to succeed. So if a child needs to run to the corner to get away from distractions or they just want to be by themselves, there's a place for that. If a child wants to get onto the audiobooks and put on their headphones, there is a place for that. If a child wants to get on the computer and they want to do review games, there's a place for that. If a child wants to do puzzles or word puzzles, there is a place for that. So they have accommodations for each and every single type of learning. So it's very important to understand personality and traits because that's how you can link to how they can succeed, right? And I think it's very important that not just with personality and learning, but personality and learning about, you know, not just academics, but about them and how they handle situations. Because let me tell you something. As an adult, I'm going to tell you guys right now, straight up, I cannot stand for the life of me, people who are manipulative, condescending, manipulative, condescending, and they cause a disturbance in someone's life. Someone who's conniving. I can't do it. Okay. Now, we as adults have to learn, just like we have to teach the children and we have to apply this to children. You know, you have your personality, I have mine. That's okay. Everyone's different. You've got to learn to respect those differences. You've got to learn how to work with those differences. But as an adult in your adult life, you get to make a choice of who you want to keep in your little inner circle and who you want to push out. So I'm telling you guys, like, right now, that I can't stand those types of people, you know, like the very manipulative and two-faced and condescending, conniving people. I can't do with it. So what I do is I have no problem pushing those people out of my life. Not a problem. Now, that doesn't mean that if they come up to me that I'm going to ignore them. No, I'll be respectful. But if they push me too far, then we're going to have a problem, right? And same thing with children. Every child's personality is different. You may not like every child in the room, but you cannot show that to them. You cannot. And you cannot let how you feel about that child's personality affect the way you teach them or get in the way of their learning. And as parents, you may see other people's children. You probably be like, well, dang, if that was my child, they wouldn't be acting like that, right? Like, I would fix that. But again, everybody is different. And we have to extend that to the children. We have to drill it in them and have them understand that every single person you meet is different. You have to respect their differences. That's it. You have your personality, I have mine. You have your way of handling situations, I have my way of handling situations. However, if we have to be there together, then we gotta learn to work together. We gotta agree to disagree, basically. In some situations, that's what it is. So that part of the personality learning goes towards how you handle situations if something occurs. You know, if something were to occur, sometimes teachers talk sternly to kids. For some, that works. For others, they're very sensitive. They don't want to be scolded. I mean, no child really wants to be scolded, but you get what I'm trying to say. They all take and perceive it differently. You could be yelling at Johnny, and Johnny won't really care. I mean, you'll get to him, but he's not gonna cry. But you could do the same thing to Sally, and Sally's gonna start breaking down and crying because that's not how she wants to be talked to. She got scared. So you have to be able to understand children's personalities more in depth than their learning. You know, it's about getting to know them. It's about getting to know how you can use that personality trait and how you can effectively apply, I wouldn't say discipline because you don't really have to discipline them, but how you apply effective tactics on teaching them how to deal with a situation. Does that make sense? So I hope that this makes sense to you guys. I hope you guys understand why I added this and included this in part of the mini series, because it is important to know how a child perceives things and what their personality is like if it's not perceived. And you have to be able to know how to then redirect that child so they're not giving up and they're not losing hope and that they're learning. So that is all for this podcast. Tomorrow I will go ahead and start talking about audio learners, and then we'll talk about all the other types of learners, and we'll wrap up the mini series. And yeah, I think you guys will probably get 3 podcasts out of me because I have off all the way till Monday. And I think it's the perfect time to get in touch with you guys. And I have so many things I want to talk to you guys about and record. So you may get 3 or you may get more. But I hope you guys have a wonderful weekend. And wherever you are, I hope that you are happy, safe. Good morning, good night, good afternoon, wherever you are. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. I will see you guys on the next one. I hope you guys have a wonderful, wonderful weekend.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.